What's going on, guys? James Camacho here. This is Kicking It With Camacho. This is the Bahamas edition of Kicking It With Camacho. I'm here in my hotel in Nassau. You know what's funny? The Bahamas, obviously, you know, hot vacation spot, beautiful weather. Literally like emerald green, emerald brew, a brew. I'm an Asian, sure. I should brew instead of blue. emerald blue, clear, beautiful waters. There's also a Nassau in Long Island, New York, which just might be the complete opposite of the Bahamas. You know, Long Island is known for just, you know, New York. Man, what are the negative? It's just like New Jersey. It's like, it's basically like New Jersey, but like to the northeast of New York City. You know, you got a lot of like, trash, you got a lot of, drugs at a young age ruining the rest of your life, you know? So it is funny that there's a, cause I heard, listen, I'm not geographically, intelligent. I'm not intelligent to begin with, but when I heard that I was going to the Bahamas, I'm like, hell yeah, brother. And then when, like, you know, I'm looking at the airports and like the itinerary from the comedy agency, it's like Nassau. I'm like, Nassau, you know, that don't sound too great. Am I going to be staying in the sticks? Am I going to be staying in the bad part? Because I got that little Long Island stink. But no, man, I am actually in a resort here called the Atlantis, which sounds fancy pantsy. It is pretty fancy pantsy. It's so sad because, like, you know, I've been telling people I'm gonna go do this gig in the Bahamas for 2 weeks. I'm gonna be doing good Lord Almighty, how many shows am I doing? I'm here for 14 days. And I think there's shows every night except for one day. We go dark on Monday, as they say in the business. So everyone's like, whoa, man, good for you. You're going to vacation. You're going to chill. You're going to get an STD, man. You go vacation. Look at you. It ain't a vacation for me, dog. You know, if I have to do any sort of work, it's not a vacation for me, you know? It's like I have shows every night. Today it's just like I got to do the podcast. I got an audition. It's so funny. Every time I go away, like when I'm home in the city, I got my home studio. I got my my lights. I got my cameras. I got my action. I got everything I need. No auditions. The moment I fly, the moment I get to the airport, I'm checked in on my flight. I'm strapped in. I got two fat people next to me. I get a thing from my agent manager. Hey, we got an audition for you. You're going to be available. I'm like, God damn it. Look, why can't these things come when I'm actually home and I'm comfortable and I have my setup? Now I'm going to have to like figure it out in the hotel. You know, like, you know how hotels are. There's no lighting usually. There's nothing, you know. You got babies screaming on the next side of you, you know. You got jizz stains on everywhere. And, I didn't pack my clothes. Like, it's like, most of these auditions I get, they're like, oh, we want you to be a waiter. We want you to be, construction. We want you to be gay. And, like, I don't have my, I didn't bring my gay outfit, you know. I got an audition. So, yeah, I don't know. And then just having the shows at night, it could be literally, I could wake up at 6 a.m. If I have a show at, like, 9 p.m., which is the time of my shows throughout this entire trip. I mean, I just can't enjoy it because the whole time I'm thinking, like, you know, at some point I got to cut the fun off, you know? Like, my last vacation I went to Puerto Rico. That one, that was a vacation. I had no gigs. I just literally, nothing. There was, wake up, nothing to worry about, nothing to think about, nothing to accomplish except for just lounging, drinking, eating, and screwing, you know? Trying to be clean. You see? Look, I'm good. I'm getting better. Oh boy, I have therapy tomorrow. I just remembered. Sorry, guys. As I'm talking, I'm just remembering. That's why it's good to get out of your head. I'm so in my head all the time. You know, when your head, it's like when they say, it's like, give you an idea, you should always write it down because you're never going to remember it later. When I babble, things come out that like are just in the wee back cobwebs of my memory banks. And anyway, so Wow, what time's therapy tomorrow? Let me just check real quick. Sorry, guys, for interrupting the podcast already. Tomorrow, therapy. 9 a.m., right? Is that what it is? 9? Oh, yeah. Wake up and be evaluated. Nothing like getting evaluated mentally first thing in the morning. But, yeah, so it's just, you know, I can't say it's a vacation for me. I'm working. I mean, like, tomorrow, yeah, I got therapy. And then, God, you know, what do I got to do? Yeah, I mean, I probably reach out to, oh, man, am I really going to? It sucks because it's so beautiful. Look, I'm looking at palm trees. The skies are beautiful. The weather's beautiful. There's pools everywhere. And the fact that, like, I have to work, like, I got meetings on Thursday. I guess I'll try to find myself time to enjoy it. But it's also like, you know, I got no money, man. You know, it's just like I'm getting, you know, paid for the shows. It's not a substantial amount. And if I decide to enjoy myself, I'm not going to make any money on this trip. I got no one here. I'm here solo dolo. So it's like, which is probably better because, you know, for sure, if I had brought someone with me, what I mean, bring someone, I mean the lady. I don't mean I'm going to, hey, bro, you want to come to the Bahamas with me for 2 weeks? Yeah. You know, we'll spoon on the bed. If you're uncomfortable with spooning, we can do foot to toe, you know. King's bed's good enough for two bros, right? By the way, if you're a guy and a guy asks you to go on vacation with him for like 14 days, that guy might want to diddle your ball sack. Just saying, you know? Not to be homophobic or friend-phobic, but maybe like a weekend thing. Bro, you want to go away for... No, you know what? A night. If your bro goes, yo, bro, you want to go to Vegas for tonight or Atlantic City for... That's totally fine. If it's more than a day, if it's literally like, yo, bro, you want to go away for the weekend? Man, you might want to rethink that. A little bit of funny stuff going on over there. Can you guys see me? Oh, well, I think this is okay. You know, I'm right by the balcony here, the light, so I hope this is okay. God, I'm so insecure. But yeah, it's not a vacation for me, bro. I'm going to be working. I got no money. And here's another thing, too. Listen, we're at a resort. It's the Bahamas. It's like it's Passover, I want to say, right? So we have like a lot of people here for vacation. Passover. Passover is a religious thing, right? I was gonna say it's weird to go on vacation for a religious holiday, but like that's actually probably the best time. When I went on vacation to San Juan, it was during Christmas. You know, that's like just when I had off from work. And, yeah, what am I saying? Dude, anything you want to do here, there's a 1,826 people online, dude. Like, I wanted to go to the breakfast buffet this morning. And, you know, I woke up at like 6:37, which is pretty early. But I went and worked out. I come back from the gym. I'm like, all right, you know, after the gym, I'll get my, you know, my protein in. I'll go to the breakfast. Bro, I mean, I'm done with the gym by like 8:39. I'm walking past the buffet. I mean, there's a line. It's like the Beatles are in town, dude. The Beatles. God, can I be that? It's like Drake's there, you know? There's a line, like a mile-long line. I'm like, bro, I'm not waiting in line for anything. It doesn't matter what it is, you know? Like, that. I God bless you, man. Like, if you're one of these people that, like, I don't know, a celebrity's in town or, you know, you want to try this popular food spot and chain and you're able to wait in line for an hour, 2 hours... I mean, good for you. I mean, there is nothing in the world besides like food, water. Like I'm talking about like if I'm dying. Like if my life doesn't depend. There's a kid slamming on pounding on the door back there. If my life's not dependent on it, there's no way I'm gonna wait in line like hours, dude. I mean, there's so many things like, you know. It's just standing is tough for me. I got lower back issues, you know. It's just too much for me, man. Just stand. I mean, God, do you like the buffet? Like it's not that. There's nothing that good that warrants an hour of your life, 2 hours of your life. Sometimes if you're standing, I mean, dude, think about when you work, right? Everyone's like, you know, I gotta get paid right. This minimum wage is too low. So let's say the minimum wage is like 15, 16 bucks, right? I think that's what it is now in New York. I mean, bro. If you're there for 2 hours, that's like $40 of your life right there. Did that make any sense, what I just said? But yeah, I can't wait in line. I would rather I ended up just going to like this little diner. No line, you know. There's still a long wait because there's a million people here. But anyways, my whole point is just like, you know, I want to do things, but there's a billion people. And I'm just going to have to, like, I refuse to wait in line. You know, I don't know. It's just sad, too. If you're alone waiting, just standing there, everyone's looking at you like you're alone, you know. That's probably in my own head, but I don't know. It just stinks, you know. So tomorrow I'm going to try to go to the buffet at, like, 6 and then work out and then go to therapy and then, you know. I don't know, like, probably just hide in my hotel room. Like, as I'm walking around, yesterday, I checked in yesterday. Let me give you the whole rundown. So, Sunday, I think I'm going to have off from shows. I haven't had a day off from doing comedy in maybe, like, a week, 2 weeks. So, you know, it's like with working out with me, comedy. Literally, I mean, that's what it is for me. It's like I'm going, you know, when I go to the gym, I'm working out my muscles. When I'm doing comedy, it's like for me going to the gym, I'm working out my craft. I don't really plan days off, but they just come. Like, there'll eventually be a day where I don't have any shows, and usually, you know, I'll try to fill it, but if it doesn't end up getting filled, once we get into that day, I mentally go, all right, here's your day off, relax, watch a movie, maybe go out and do something with another human being for once, you know? So, God damn, can you hear that? These kids are crazy, man. Dude, it's so funny. Like, I do the podcast at home. I got traffic outside. Now I do the podcast in a resort. I got kids screaming outside. But what are you going to do? That is life. There's, you know, if I really, 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 really wanted to, like, you know, be isolated, I could just go to the middle of nowhere and do a quiet podcast. But you guys probably can't hear anyways because this microphone's – sound system's – The Zoom recorder is pretty good, so you probably can't hear anything. It's only me. It's only bothering me. The hell is this? Anyway, so yeah, so Sunday I think I'm gonna have a day off. I don't have a day off. I get called in last minute to do a spot on a produced show at The Stand, and you know, when The Stand comes calling, I gotta drop everything because The Stand is one of these A clubs in New York. I don't work there, and you know, I would love to work there, but, you know, there's a lot of things that go into working a New York City club. You have to have a certain amount of, you know, connections. You have to have a certain amount of fame. You have to have a certain amount of skill. And I think I checked the skill box. I think I checked that's it pretty much. You know, I don't have a lot of, you know, there are people that respect me in the community, but I don't think anyone... I'm not close enough with anyone, you know? Like, respect and being close are two different things, right? Like, you could respect Kobe Bryant or, like, Michael Jordan or, like, any of these famous athletes, but you're not close to them. You don't know who they are. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense? Yeah. So, yeah, so I get asked to do a spot there. I take it. Little Me's upset. Not upset, but Little Me's bummed out because, like, I was hoping Sunday, the day before I have to fly out, I could just chill, do nothing, fluff my cats, but... I got to work, you know. It's a blessing because, you know, hey, I'm a stand-up comedian. All I want to do is get on stage. And I have the privilege of getting on stage every night. It's pretty amazing. So I go do the show. Fun show. Get to see a lot of other comics, hang with comics. That's one thing I like about The Stand a lot. It was a pretty solid hang there. Like other, you know, really established comedians, people that are doing well, people that are selling tickets on their way to fame. They're all there. We're all hanging out, chopping it up, having a great time. I spent about 2 hours. I do my set. I spent about an hour and a half networking, communicating, like, you know, I need to work on. And then I get my flat ass out of there. I take the train back home. I pack all my belongings. I stuffed everything into a carry-on. I mean, I'm here for 2 weeks. I literally stuffed everything in a carry-on. I mean, there is no space. I mean, like, trying to get that thing closed was like trying to close, like, that, I don't know, the gates of, like, Narnia. Is that what it is? You know, you ever see those movies where, like, there's this huge power coming out and they're just trying to, like, close the giant gates, like, and then you just see all the stuff coming out. Woo, woo, woo. You're like, gonna save the world, gonna save, right? Like, it just felt like that, you know? And I packed all my stuff. I had 11 a.m. flight Monday, which is not bad. I usually wake up at 6, so it was great. I wake up at like 6:37. I shower. I fluff my cats goodbye. Man, oh, I'm going to miss them so much. You know, I wish they were here with me, you know. You know the whole thing about, like, you know, parents are like, I'm not saying being a cat parent is like being a kid parent, obviously, you know. But it's like, there's all that thing like, oh, we took a vacation. The kids have a babysitter. Thank God the kids have a... I mean, like, I totally understand that. But I got to imagine, like, the first day you don't have the kids with you. You get to do whatever you want. It feels good. But I feel like bit 2, 3, unless you hate your kids, you're kind of just like, man, I miss those little shits. You know, it's like, yesterday was great. Like, I don't know. There's like little things of having a pet. It's like when you leave, you don't have to like really check everything to make sure everything's like okay, right? Lock the door. They got their food, water, the stove's off. I wake up. It's like, I usually scoop their poop. And then I'm out and there's no like, there's always a little bit of a sense of urgency to go back home when you have a pet, you know, because you don't want to leave them alone for too long. And that's not there. But like now, I don't know. Like I said, I am that guy. I've talked about this before. I want to be a dad. I want to take care of things. And, I like having a home to come to where I feel like I have a purpose, if that makes sense. But yeah, so I fly in. I take a cab here. You know, here's a fun fact about Bahamas. I don't know if anyone knows this. There's no Uber Lyft. It's just cabs. So, you know, I forget how big of a deal that is. Because, usually when you fly into an airport, you get an Uber Lyft. There was none. So I had to like actually get a cab. It took 2 seconds. It wasn't a big deal. The cab, we get there, pays cash. Which is, take American dollars, which is fine. Here's something I didn't know. So we're driving on the road, and I realize we're driving on the left side of the road. I'm like, oh, look, we're on the left side of the road. I guess that's how it's done in the Bahamas. And the guy's like, yeah, you also, in the Bahamas, when you get a car, you have the option to get the steering wheel on the left or the right side of the car. I'm like, get the hell out of here. And as we're driving, and I'm seeing people, like, you know, on the other side of the road coming up, I'm seeing like one person's on the left side, one person on the right side, one person on the left, right, left, right, left, right. I think most people had it on the left, but it was like 40-60. And I'm like, man, that's pretty interesting. And like I always hear it's like when you do drive on the left side of the road instead of the right, as an American, America, it is a bit different. And I was starting to like try to put myself in the driver's seat as he's driving. And yeah, man, like I think it's pretty cool when you're driving like straight on a highway, but when you have to make a turn, it is kind of like, whoa, you know, like, whoa, like, especially when you're turning left and like, I guess, quote unquote, if you're going to get hit, let's say the cars are coming to direct you to your left. It was a bit, shocking that like you're turning left and like cars are coming this way, you know? But I guess if you're an American driving on the right side, see, if you're in America driving on the right side, people are driving on the other side on the right. So you never come in, you never really have that thing where it's like a car could like hit you on the right side. Does that make sense? Because if you're driving on the left side, you gotta make a left. Cars are coming to the right and then they might hit you. But if you're driving on the right side and you're making a right, I mean a car could come on your left, but then you'll be able to have a little bit of like a period of time to like, I don't know, like a safety net. But yeah, that was interesting. Left, right, bisexual cars out here in the Bahamas, folks. So then we get to the hotel. They don't have my room ready, which is, it's fine. I don't give a shit. It's not like I have a show or anything to do. I wait about an hour to get my room ready. I throw all my stuff down. The Knicks are playing a playoff game at 7. Here's the thing that was kind of a bummer. I get in, I'm like, I'm going to go right to a sports bar, right? So I throw my bags down, I quickly get my hair and makeup done, and I walk out to find a sports bar. Dude, I can't find a sports bar that's playing the game. Now, the game hasn't started yet, but like every bar, restaurant I'm going to, there's either no TV or the bar TV area is already packed, and it's playing like soccer or one of the bars was playing like the Cavs game. But like, there's no seats. I can't even sit there anyway. So who the hell cares, right? So now I'm starting to like get a little jittery. Like, you know, it's a big deal. Knicks playoffs. I'm a Knicks fan. So I'm like, I got to watch this game. There's no bars. Screw it. I'm going to just order room service, go back to the hotel room. So I go into the hotel room, and I can't find it on the TV, the game. The game now has started. And like, I'm literally looking like, you know, ABC, TNT, NBA TV, TV, like all these channels, ESPN, that usually have the game. They have the Orlando Magic Cavs game. I'm like, I don't give a shit about that. So I'm looking. And it's funny because TNT, it's supposed to be on TNT. I looked it up online, TNT. I go to TNT here. They're playing Harry Potter marathon. So I'm like, oh, because, I mean, this is not that crazy. You know, being from a New York market, you can't expect New York games to be on. But it's like, it's the playoffs, right? So you kind of think during the playoffs they would have all the games. But they literally did not have the Knicks 76ers playoff game on the TV down here. They had the Cavs and the Magic, which makes sense. Because I think we're pretty close to Florida from here. I think literally the flight from Florida to the Bahamas might be like an hour, maybe an hour and change. So now I'm freaking out. But technology's great. I pull up the game on my laptop. And then I go on my phone. I pull it up on my Spectrum app. And I'm like, great, I got the game. I'm hungry because I really haven't, I've had like boiled eggs at the airport lounge like 12 hours ago. So I'm like, I'm going to bring my phone with me. I'm going to go get something to eat. And I go to this deli diner. It's called, the hell is it called? Murray's. It's pretty decent. I plop down. I get a Caesar salad with chicken. I get a half roast chicken. I go to town on the food. Watch the game. Knicks win an amazing game. I mean, dude, it was like, man, even game one, game two, man, they've been so close the whole time. But the script has been kind of the same. It's like, the first quarter, the Knicks will, like, you know, they'll fall behind by 10 points. And then they just slowly, in the second quarter, just chip away, come back. Third quarter, they just come back, tie it. Fourth quarter, they take the lead. But, you know, game two was insane. For anyone that's, like, a Knicks fan or watching the playoffs, I mean, that last 30-second sequence for that Knicks 76ers game was insane. With Brunson making that three that, like, hit the rim, bounced up, and then went in. And then the inbound pass gets stolen, and then it gets thrown out. DiVincenzo takes a three, misses it. They get the rebound again, throw it out, and then DiVincenzo knocks a three down. They go up one, and then there's 10 seconds left, and then, you know, Maxey fucking literally 18 million miles an hour drives down. And that's always scary because they're down one. And most times when you see someone driving like that, like especially Maxey, who's amazing, you assume they're either going to get the layup or in defense they're going to get fouled and that's going to be two shots, right? That's what you're kind of thinking. Like, it's almost automatic, but luckily he misses it. There's no foul and the Knicks win. God, what a great win. I mean, just hearing the crowd roar and how excited they are, man, I wish I was there, but it's also like, dude, like, this is literally the first round of the playoffs, and it's like they won the championship. Like, it was that crazy. Like, there's no other sport. New York's, like, the Yankees were in the wild card round, and they won a game. It wouldn't be that crazy. If the Giants won a, I mean, I guess if the Giants, the Jets, especially the Jets, because the Jets haven't been in the playoffs in, like, a decade. If they won, like, a wild card, a division round game that was close, I guess it would get pretty crazy, too. But, dude, for a game, but those games, those football games are win or go home. For a seven-game series, for a game two, non-clinching, to go that crazy, I mean, it was special, man. I mean, it's really great. This is the first time in my lifetime that I remember the Knicks being so fun to watch. And it's going to be a real treat. I'm literally going to be down here the whole time for the first round. I'll have to, I guess, do what I did yesterday, just play it on my phone and get something to eat. But damn, I'm gonna have the shows. So the game's usually at 7. So I'm probably gonna miss the second half of one game, and I think the Sunday game. I think they play Thursday, and they play Sunday at 1. So I'll be able to watch Sunday. So that's it, man. Like, I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be working as normal. and I'm going to be watching the Knicks. And also, what I'm going to be doing, which segues perfectly to else what I want, the other thing I want to talk about. Before we get into that, though, real quick, guys, I just want to give you an update on my goals. Usually I do it in the beginning of the podcast, but you know, we just kind of got into it. Watch hour goal 3,056. Goal is 4,000. Guys, please watch. Please subscribe. Please share. I really appreciate everyone doing what you're doing. I've been putting out a lot of podcast clips up from the podcast just because I feel like, you know, sometimes people get intimidated by seeing the hour-long watch time or watch whatever the time is an hour long. They may get a little bit like, oh, I don't have time for that nonsense. So sometimes I like to take the topics I talk about and just make separate clips of them. They don't get that many views, unfortunately, but, you know, I guess it's for the people that maybe want to sample the podcast. I am going to start, I got to put more stand-up clips up. Been very busy. It sounds like an excuse, but it's been a lot going on in terms of, you know, traveling, just life, working on, I got my special, I'm post-production promotion of my special and stuff. I'm going to, especially with the time I have here, I'm gonna start looking at the stand-up clips. You know, another thing too, it's like I don't want to just put any stand-up clip up. I want to put something up that's really good, really funny, and will also translate through the screen. I realize a lot of times if you come see a live show and you see me, the experience is different than watching me at home. But maybe I'm just in my head. I'll have to look at more footage and just, you know, maybe I just got, it's so hard to not put yourself into making content, you know, especially when it's something you really care about. So, you know, a lot of my stuff does have to do with a little bit of fear of being rejected is not the right word, just being judged and criticized for my craft, you know. So I probably, you know, I see the numbers, the stand-up clips get it. A lot of views, way more than the podcast clips, I got to do a little bit of a better job of balancing out. But it's hard, man. I mean, like, there's a reason why great comedians only put out comedy specials every few years. You know, it's not that easy to have like a lot of stand up content like that. That's why a lot of it you see is like crowd work clips. You know, so I'm gonna try to put more out. I just really don't want to sacrifice too much integrity and quality in terms of like the actual what I'm saying, but maybe I just got to get over myself. So yeah, guys, keep watching, keep subscribing. My bench goal, as we've talked about, I hit 170 for 8 last time I benched. I am benching tomorrow, and I am also, so what I'm doing now, I always like to change up my workout plan. What I'm doing now is I'm going to do bench 3 times a week. I'm going to take 2 days off, bench, 2 days off, bench. But each benching session will be a different rep range. So I'm going to, one day will be benching 3 sets, 8 to 12 reps. Then one day will be 4 sets of 15 reps, 10 reps, 8 reps, 6 reps. And then one day will be strength, which will literally be 1 to 3 rep range of as much as I can bench. So that way we can see where we're progressing with my goal of trying to get to 225. Right now we're at 215. God damn, 10 pounds away. 10 pounds away. Yeah. So quick tour date plug. Obviously I'm in the Bahamas. Any chance you're in the Bahamas, I'll be here till May 5th. Come see me. Milwaukee, May 16th. Kenosha Comedy Club, Kenosha, Wisconsin, May 17th, 18th. McKinney, Texas, May 31st, June 1st. Gilbert, Arizona, June 7th, 8th. Honda Casino, June 10th. In Pine Top, Arizona. Stress Factory, June 29th. New Brunswick, New Jersey, that is. In Albany, New York. Albany, New York, June 30th. Go get tickets at jamescamacho.com. All right, here's the other thing I wanted to talk about. I was doing a show recently. I was talking to a comic. We're having a great time, and we started reminiscing about like the old days, right? Of like Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Game Boy, Pokemon cards. I mean, like, dude, I'm a '90s kid, right? So it's like these were the things that were just the most important to me as I was growing up, man. And dude, we just had like a blast from the past. We were talking about, you know, just like all the little intricacies and the little challenges of playing Pokemon, you know, on Game Boy, like Ruby, Pokemon Gold, Pokemon Blue. We're talking about like Link Cables, Game Sharks, Catching Mew, the rare candy trick, you know, like all these things. We're talking about the different Yu-Gi-Oh cards, like the secret rare ones. We're talking about like Jinzo, Red Eye Black Dragon, Blue Eye White Dragon. What else was there? Jinzo, Magic Cylinder, just Buster Blader, all these things. And my buddy and I, we were going crazy about this, right? And we're like, you know what we got to do? We got to get freaking Game Boys, and then we got to meet back here tomorrow, and then we got to get our Link Cables, and we got to play. I'm like, hell yeah, man. You know, because that's something I've always thought about doing. I've always thought about, because I don't think I've ever told a story in the podcast, but one of my like cringe moments that have always stuck with me for my whole life, I have two I'll tell you right now. They both involve Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh. I remember one time I was playing Pokemon Ruby, and man, I was always on my Game Boy Advance all the time, right? And like I said, I got a temper, man. So, you know, I get very frustrated with things that are stupid, right? Like if something that's like easy takes too long, like if I'm at like Starbucks, I order a tea and it takes 15 minutes, I flip out. But, you know, if the world's ending and like I got to find a fallout shelter to save my children and my wife, I'm calm as a cucumber, you know? It's a weird thing. But I'm playing Game Boy and something happened where I got really frustrated, dude. And I just freaking punched the screen out of frustration. And like the screen, dude, it's like, it didn't go black, but like, I guess there's like ink or something in the Game Boys. I'm not sure what it was, but like black ink, some black liquid started forming like from this little puddle and just completely uncovered the whole entire screen. And you know how it is, man. You lose your mind and then you do something you regret and then something worse happens and you're just like, you know, you're like, oh, what have I done? No. You know, so I'm like crying and freaking out. I'm like, I'm so stupid, blah, blah, blah. And I remember I told my mom and my mom got mad at me. I mean, I told you like growing up, my mom is the best now. She's so nice. She's so loving and caring and so supportive. Growing up though, man, she was very strict. She had a lot of rules. She got me the things I wanted in terms of like Game Boy, Nintendo, all these things. But she didn't make it easy. She made me really feel like I had to earn it whether that was getting good grades or having to wait or whatever, right? So I remember I told her I broke the Game Boy, and I asked her like, can I get another one? And she was like, no, I'm not getting you another one. You messed up. Like we don't have money for that. Maybe I failed something at the time. She's like, hell no. And like I always had this feeling like, even to this day, I still have this weird feeling. Not to this day, but for a long time, maybe for like a decade after. This is like when I was a teenager. I always just felt like at some point, she would get me another one, you know? And of course, like, it's like, okay, I can make my own money and earn it. Like, I was, I don't know, it's weird because like, at the time, I don't think I had a job. I think I was like a 12-year-old or 13-year-old when I punched it. I didn't get a job until I was like 16. At Foot Locker. But at that time, all my priorities were different. Like, I wasn't into Game Boy. I was more into, like, sneakers and, like, you know, going out, spending money on social stuff. So, but I felt like for years after that, like, she would. But, like, she just never did, man. So, literally, my whole childhood, Game Boy Color, Nintendo, Game Boy, like, just every day playing for hours and hours and hours. It was my whole life. I punched the screen. That was literally the last day I ever played Game Boy. Literally. It went from like, it went from a million to zero, you know? And I always had this like fantasy or dream that one day I would get it again and play it again. And it never happened. Because, you know, my mom refused to get me another one, which she's totally right. It taught me, I think that experience probably taught me a lesson. It's like, dude, you got to calm the hell down. You can't lose your temper because there are permanent things that can happen when you lose your mind. Losing your mind isn't an excuse. It's like when you drink and you do something that you get arrested for. It's like, oh, I was drunk. It's like, okay, that's fine. That's not an excuse. I mean, that's a reason, but that's not an excuse. We can't let you off the hook, you know? There's no, like, drunk driver that hits someone. Well, I was drunk. Oh, yeah. even worse, you know? So that taught me a valuable lesson, I think. But like I said, like I never had money. And then once I did start, you know, having a job, I just, you know, they discontinued it and like all this stuff. And I just was on to different things. But my buddy and I were talking about it. And then I've always thought about it. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I say let's do it, but then like do it. I mean, there was a time I was looking into getting one. And I mean, I think the Game Boy itself is like $200. The game itself might have been another $50 to $100. Man, I'm going to drop $300 on this childhood little stupid hobby. You know, I'm also like way too busy right now. You know, like it's hard for me to sit down and watch a movie, let alone play a, you know, start a whole nother video game. Why am I going to pay for that, right? But then I see my buddy the next day, same club, same thing. He goes, dude, come here. I'm like, what's up, man? I was like, I thought he had the game. I'm like, do you have a game? I thought he was going to pull out a Game Boy. Bro, where's yours? Did you get yours? I was going to be like, nah, I didn't. He's like, you piece of crap. You lied to me. We're not friends. But he goes, dude, I found a way you can literally make your phone into a Game Boy. I'm like, what? Oh, no. Who texted me? Oh, boy. I got to stop checking my phone during the podcast. I swear to God, dude, it's... All right, I don't want to get into this whole thing. He says, come here. There's a way you could change your phone into a Game Boy. I'm like, huh? And then he shows me this. It's literally... And the whole process took like 2 minutes. He goes, just download this app. I download it. Go to this website. Go to the website. Download this file. Download file. Go back to the app. Open the app. Open that file within the app. Open the file within the app. Next thing you know, we got Game Boy. We got Pokemon Ruby. I'm like, what the hell? Dude, so literally, there is this... I have a Game Boy on my iPhone, and I am now playing Pokemon again. It was so great. And not only am I playing Pokemon Ruby, but like, it's got to be illegal, this thing, but who cares? I mean, these games came out so long ago. I'm sure at this point it doesn't even matter. But, yeah, Matt, it would be funny as I'm talking about this, I get like a cease and desist in the mail tomorrow. You know, copyright infringement, Pokemon Ruby, you're going down. Nintendo just kills me. Like, I'm Asian. Like, we can't get along. But, yeah, there's this whole category of games you could choose from. So I'm going to start with Pokemon. I mean, I really only want to play the Pokemon, so I'm not going to go crazy or anything. So as I'm on the plane, I started a new Pokemon Ruby. I chose my starter, Swampert, is it? No, Swampert's the Mudkip. I call him Muddy. He's my little buddy. And yeah, we started a whole nother Pokemon adventure again. And it's exciting. You know, obviously, I remember when I was with my ex, I told her I wanted to do this, get a new Game Boy. And then she's like, you can't do that. You're going to waste all your time playing it. It's like, nah, you know, it's like a little hobby, you know. It's not like there's nothing that's going to take me away from my work. You know how I am. I'm a workaholic. All I strive to do is strive for greatness. That's obviously the priority every day. But like when I have a free moment, when I'm on a plane, yada, 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 day off, I'm going to play, you know. So, I got it. I got my Pokemon Ruby going again, and it's very exciting. It is so fascinating too, because I read this somewhere, I heard it somewhere. It's like when you remember like an old memory, like there's only so much space your brain has for memories. So when you learn something new or you remember something new, then something else goes out. So it's funny because as we're talking about like, you know, Thousand Dragon, Disc Duel, God, what the hell is it? The Disc Duel thing. What's it called? God, gee. That's something I forgot. Dual Disc. Dual Disc for Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokeballs, Master Balls, Rare Candies. As I'm remembering all these things, I'm like, man, there's a lot of crap that's going out of my memory too, you know? As I'm getting this, remembering this new stuff, there's got to be other stuff that's filing out. I wonder, it's probably the names of like teachers, ex-girlfriends, other people in comedy, you know? But yeah. So now I got my Game Boy back, and man, life is good, man. I gotta say, you know, I'm in the Bahamas. I'm doing my dream job. God, I gotta be more positive. There's so many days where I'm just like, I gotta go to the gym. I gotta eat. I gotta hit my macros. I gotta work. I gotta do my podcast. I gotta do an audition. I gotta do the shows tonight. I gotta text this chick back. I gotta, you know, get my ass waxed. I'm just like, none of those things are bad. Like, it literally has to take me from going, to being like, bro, none of those things are bad. These are all things you want to do. You want to go work out. You want to eat healthy. You want to do your show. You want to do your, like, what in the hell is this negative, cloudy vibe, you know? God damn. It's, hopefully I'm not bothering anyone by yelling. I just heard a knock. But we're going to wrap up soon. Yeah. Man. You know what it is? It's like learned behavior. Because, you know, when you grow up, you know, I just grew up in an environment where it was like, I felt like I couldn't be myself, you know? And I was tippy-toey around my house growing up. And it's hard to shake off those childhood things, man. You know? So I still got a little bit in me. But, like, progress is, you know, obviously acknowledging that. And then, like, slowly every day, when you start to realize these things, like I did yesterday, like, I mean, like, dude, what the hell's going on? Like, that's progress right there, you know, little by little. All right, guys, let's wrap up with a motivational quote and let's end this bad boy. We're going to end a little early today because I'm living off the hotel Wi-Fi here, which is obviously not the Wi-Fi at home. It's a little slower. And if I do 70 minutes, like or 60 minutes like I usually do for the podcast, it's probably going to take a decade to load. I might have to downsize it a little bit. So I apologize if the podcast isn't 4K quality this week. If it doesn't come out that, if it's like 1080p, it's just a matter of I had to make the file smaller so I could get it up to you by tomorrow. There's a good chance if I do this 4K, I upload on YouTube with the Wi-Fi I have here, it could literally say 11 days, you know? So let's do a little shorter podcast. I mean, we're at 42 minutes. I usually do an hour, so this isn't that much different. All right, motivational quote for the week. Here's one. You know what? This is a perfect one. By the way, if you like motivation, quotes and stuff, I get a lot of my stuff from Nightcap with Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco. It's a sports podcast, but they usually talk to sports for an hour, and then the second hour, they do a lot of, like, stories and, like, kind of life lessons. A lot of motivational quotes come from that I, you know, pick out come from that. This is from Nightcap. Never mistake happy, or I'm sorry, what is this? Never mistake happy. It's a... What the hell is this? I wrote the quote wrong. It's not never mistake happy for hard work. It's never mistake habit for hard work. That's what it is. Yeah, that's the quote. Never mistake habit for hard work. And this is something I've definitely had to learn because obviously, like, I'm a very hardworking, dedicated guy, you know? It's like, I get up every day, I have my routine, I have my goals, I make my sacrifices, but, you know, there's a lot of times I'm thinking, like, man, am I doing this? Is this right? Am I being smart, or am I just being, like, there's working smart, and then there's just working dumb, you know? So the amount of time you put into your work, like if you work smart, you could probably work way less. Not way less, but you could work a lot less than someone that's working dumb, you know? Like, I don't know. Let's say there's, let's just break it down to like, I don't know, McDonald's, right? Let's say there's a way you could like wrap those, burgers in that paper wrap. Let's say there's a way you could do it that takes you 5 seconds. But let's say you come in there and you have this method you've been doing your whole life. You wrap it, whatever, it takes you 7 seconds, right? Now, out of habit and out of comfortability, you may do that 7 second thing. But are you real? And you can work the same hours as someone else, but you're going to get less burgers wrapped. So wouldn't it behoove you to like just take the day or take the time to learn how to rap it the 5 second way, that's working smart, you know? So just because you have this habit that you keep doing and you keep putting the time in necessarily isn't working hard, you know? A lot of working hard is learning, making mistakes, and learning the right way to do things and incorporating right methods. And it's kind of ignorant if you do something that's not working the same way, thinking it's going to change, you know? It's like the same thing, too, with a lot of comedians these days that, like older comedians that they, you know, they're getting up there in age. They haven't made it and they don't change their act, or they don't, you know, look at what's going on in the news. You know, there's so many comedians like that, or even like TV shows or whatever. Like, they don't kind of adapt with the times. It's like, yeah, you can put all your hours doing stage time writing, but if you don't really keep up with what's going on in the world, if you don't keep up with trends, if you don't change a little bit, then you're not working smart. You're working hard, you know? And it's not really working hard. You're just doing it's a habit, you know? So, yeah, that's a cool, you know, I find myself doing that a lot, you know, a lot of times, especially with like the social media stuff, man. It's like, I keep thinking like, all right, this is the one thing I want to do. If I do this, it'll work. And it doesn't work. And I can get stubborn and be like, no, it'll work. I swear it'll work. And just keep doing it the same way with the same results. It's like, bro, you're getting the results, right? You got your data. Learn from the data. Research trends that are working. And you got to make some changes. Just because you have this habit of doing things one way that you're comfortable with, if I keep doing it that way, you know, I'm not going to get I'm not working smart. So, yeah, I could spend 12 hours editing clips. But if I'm not doing it in a way where I'm being progressive and incorporating like different techniques to keep people watching, if I could just keep doing the same habits that have worked in the past maybe but are not working now, it's kind of a waste of time. And it's sad to hear. It's sad to hear that like your 12 hours a day you put into your work and put into your craft was for nothing, you know? So yeah, anyone out there that feels like they're stuck, right? They're putting all this time, effort, they're not getting the same results. Rather than blaming people, blaming society, blaming whatever, yada, 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 maybe you need to look inward and see instead how you can get better. And that's part of working, man. Part of your job, part of work is seeing how you can get better. You should always be striving to get better. You know, like, of course, there's that old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, if it's broke, you got to fix it. All right, guys, that's the end of the podcast. I'm talking in a really deep, a soft, sultry voice because I heard a big bang next door, and I think they might be pissed that I'm screaming. So that's the end of the podcast, guys. I really, I'm going to try my best to have it out tomorrow with the Wi-Fi we have here. It's going to be a slow upload, but I'll make sure to get it out to you. Please keep liking, sharing, subscribing. I really appreciate it. Go to my Instagram, like, watch all the clips all the way through. And I will see you again in the Bahamas. I'm probably not going to do an episode for the weekend, but I'll have the regular one next Tuesday. All right, 再见, adios.